Bonjour, Gokanawia, way to talk indigenous cause, Jamoki Manish Nandao, Dashniwe Abajatun, Anishnamba Moen, and Dasu Gijigat. Duga, would you a shin? Would you buemo da? Hey, bonjour, really need to make a new intro here, but so this is our Ojibwe Moda podcast, where we do one conjugation at a time. This is kind of meant to go in progression, so really should go back and listen at the first episode and kind of work your way through, and ideally, I would go slow, like work through the things in these podcasts. I think 1 week at a time is kind of right, especially if you're learning on your own. I do think you should learn in tandem with other things. Anyway, today, the new rule or new conjugation we're going to talk about is how to turn your sentences into yes or no questions. So one of the cool things about all Ojibwe verbs is that kind of everything that we've talked about so far, those verbs are standalone sentences. And so now we're starting to get a little bit more complex, and this is one of these rules that is the same across all of the verb groups, and this is how to ask yes or no questions. So starting to get a little bit more conversational, which is good. Anyway, it is simple to make an Ojibwe sentence a yes or no question. The second word in that sentence just needs to be a na or a na. And the way I do it, I find myself always saying ina if the preceding word or the first word in the sentence ends in a consonant, and I say na if it ended in a vowel. So, so we'll talk about that as we go along. Anyway, but that's the rule, ina or na. So, quick refresher, last week, what did we do? Last week, we talked about pluralization of negatives. Just pretty easy, I think. The rules were kind of everything is done the same way for negation. So like gawin baswe we sinun, gawin baswe we sinun is it is not echoing. And then gawin baswe we sinunin, we just had that IN to the end of it, and that means that they were not echoing, or they are not echoing rather. We haven't done tenses yet. That's next week. So gawin minopogwa sinunin. Gawin minopogwa sinunin is how you do that negative. That was our new verbs last week too, is minopogwad, for it tastes good, and gikain dagwad, for it is known. Okay, well that's enough of that. Let's get on to reading from Oshkabebas Native Journal, Volume 4, Number 1, from Anton Schwer. Yes, no questions. Making questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no is an easy process in Ojibwe. Use any of the conjugations already explained and add the word na or inna as the second word in your sentence. Whether you have two words in your sentence or 20, na or inna will always be the second word. Some speakers only use na. Some only use inna. Some use inna when the word before it ends with a consonant and na when the word before it ends with a vowel. Take your pick. All of these three are practices are legitimate. Mino magwad. It smells good. Mino magwad. Mino magwad. Enna. It's an interrogative question. Enna. Interrogative. Example. Mino magwad enna e il mijim. Mino magwad enna e il mijim. Mino magwad enna e il mijim. Does that food smell good? Mino magwad enna e il mijim. Does that food smell good? Eh. Mino magwa do o mijim. Eh, mino magwa do o mijim. Eh, mino magwa do o mijim. Yes, that food tastes good. Eh, mino magwa do o mijim. Anakwad. 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 It is cloudy. Example. Gawin ana anakwa sinu nama. Gawin ana anakwa sinu nama. Gawinana anakwasinunema. Isn't it cloudy there? Gawinana anakwasinunema. So I should mention, that I think, so my philosophy on this and how I was taught, I like hearing those indicators that we're kind of used to hearing in English, like gawinana. Anakwasinunema, like those inflections of our voices at the beginning or end, that correspond with yes or no questions to us. I think it's okay to give ourselves that that help as we're learning Ojibwemoan. But you should know that, like, fluent speakers generally don't do that. Like, if your first language is Ojibwe, you don't have those same speech patterns built into your head of, like, the elevated tone. So rather than goinena anakwasenunema, it might just be goinena anakwasenunema. Like, generally, Ojibwe, as fluent as you can, it winds up being pretty monotone of a language. But that can be really tricky when you're first learning. So I was taught that it was okay to use those things, and that's sort of how my brain just automatically does it, so that's how it's going to be on this podcast. But you should know that more fluent speakers are going to not have those things. It's going to be pretty monotone, first language speakers especially. So it's good to train your ear to listen closely enough so you don't have to depend on those cues. You know, going in on a kwasinunema. And there's enough going on in Ojibwe that it, like, it stands out, right? Those si, sinun, that si sound really sticks out. And that's how we know we're in negatives. So the going in on a kwasinunema, I think that's why it's important that na or ina is always a second word in the sentence. You know, going in a, or minomagwadina. Like, it's always there. It's always handy. Yeah. What else is there to say? I think one thing I want to start doing, and I won't do a, well, I don't know what the sound cue will be. I really like this jaw harp thing. I don't know how anybody else feels about it, but I want to start a new section. So we're getting to have quite a lot of Ojibwe for all of us that are kind of following along with this podcast. So I think it's a good idea. If any of you are, like, doing this with friends, it's always good. I do think that this podcast is not a standalone thing. Like, you need more Ojibwe education in your life than just this. But I'm hoping that it can be a helpful kind of guideline or starting point for how you're coming along. But, you know, start having dialogues with people. We've got quite a lot of material and vocabulary now in this class, and you've got quite a few, or in this podcast, you've got quite a few conjugations under your belt, so you can use all those to make sentences, and now that you can ask yes or no questions, that's great. So I'm going to start. So this is going to be our first conversation, and since we just learned yes or no questions today, this is sort of like a quiz, but not. I'm going to ask you a question, and then just answer it. You know how to do this, right? We know how to say yes. We say aya, aya. That's our yes. And then you can just conjugate the verb that is fitting for the question, which is generally going to be the same question, right? So I'm going to say anakwadena. Anakwadena. Is it cloudy? Anakwadena. Anakwadena. And now answer me. Anakwadena. Anakwadena. So if it is cloudy, you should have said something along the lines of Eya anakwad agwajing. Eya anakwad agwajing. You could add that agwajing or not, that's fine. If it isn't cloudy, you could say Gawin anakwasinun agwajing. Gawin anakwasinun agwajing. Hopefully you did that. So let's do another one. So we'll do another quiz. Or not a quiz, rather, just a conversation. Just you're talking back to me. Oneji shinun ena. I'm going to teach you a new word for this next question. If you can manage the word, use it. If not, don't feel obligated to. So the word is clothing, like your clothes. So an item on clothing. We're going to do the plural of it, and I'm going to have it possess too. So bizikaganan. Gibizikaganan would be your clothing, and that's plural. Gibizikaganan. That un ending, right? So that unending, remember, that tells us that this is an inanimate. These are inanimate objects because it was pluralized with an un sound. So gibizik ganun. Now, if you want to say my clothing, my items of clothing, it's nearly the same word, right? So gibizik ganun would be your clothing. And if I was going to respond with my clothing, I just say ne. Nebizikaganan. 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 Gibizikaganan is your clothing. Nebizikaganan is my clothing. It's kind of a tongue twister of a word, isn't it? Anyway, So, here's the question. You can use Nebizikaganan to respond if you want to, or not. You don't have to. Onejishinunena Gibizikaganan. Onejishinunena Gibizikaganan. Onejishinunena Gibizikaganan. Onejishinun. That's it, Onejishin. Onejishinunena Gibizikaganan. Are your clothes pretty? Onejishinunena Gibizikaganan. Can you respond? Onejishinunena Gibizikaganan. Hey, good job. Okay, so the answer, right? If you think your clothing is pretty today, you could say Eya Onejishinun Nebizikaganan. Or just Eya Onejishinun. Or just Eya would work too, obviously, but the goal here is to practice our conjugations. If you don't think your clothes are pretty, you could say Gawin Onejishinun. Sorry, Gawin Onejishin Zinunen Nebizikaganan. Gawin Onejishin Zinunen Nebizikaganan. No, my clothes aren't pretty. Okay, so that's going to get easier as we go along and have more conversations we can have, kind of going back and forth, especially next week where we get to do tenses, which are going to show up throughout all of Ojibwe as well. Okay, time for the quizzes, though. Okay, Anin Ekedong, it is not raining outside. Ojibwe Moen. Ani Nekedong, it is not raining outside. Ojibwe Moen. Ani Nekedong, it is not raining outside. Ojibwe Moen. It is not raining outside. Do you have the word for rain? Got the word for outside? Ani Nekedong, it is not raining outside. Ojibwe Moen. Alright, go for it. Oh, good job. Okay, so yeah, that was Gawin gimme one zinun a guajing. Gawin gimme one zinun a guajing. It is not raining outside. Alright, Anin Ekedong. Shoganashimoen. Anin Ekedong Gawin ena Waseya Magasinun. Shoganashimoen. Anin Ekedong Gawin ena Waseya Magasinun. Shoganashimoen. Gawin ena Waseya Magasinun. Gawin ena Waseya magasinun. Aninikadong shaganashimuin. Gawainina waseya magasinun. What's that? Waseya maga. Waseya magad. What is that? Waseya magad. Ready? Go for it. Hoa ginita Ojibweim. Yeah, is it not sunny out? That's what that says. Aninikadong gawainina waseya magasinun. It is not sunny out. Is it not sunny out, rather? Okay, Aninikadong Ojibweimuin. Aninikadong, they are clean, Ojibwe Moen. They are clean, Ojibwe Moen. They are clean, Ojibwe Moen. And I say they, but I mean like those, like the plural inanimate objects. Remember that. Aninikadong, they are clean, Ojibwe Moen. You can't use this to talk about people because they're animate, and this is inanimate words we're working with here. So Aninikadong, they are clean, Ojibwe Moen. What's our clean word? Okay. They are clean. Just got to pluralize our clean word. Go for it. Heck, I get bina dun. Bina dun. They are clean. Bina dun. Gonna tell Jibwem. Okay. Aninikadong shoganashimuen. Back to English. Aninikadong shoganashimuen. Gawin kikenda guasinunen. Gawin. Gekinda guasin unen. Gawin gekinda guasin unen. Aninikadong shaganashimuen. Gawin gekinda guasin unen. Gawin gekinda guasin unen. So our root word here, gekinda guasin unen. So gekindagwad is what that verb is. So what is gawin? Gekenda guasinunin. Shoganashimuin. Got it? Go for it. Nisha Shin. Okay, yeah, they are not known. Gawin Gikindagwasin Unin Chaganashimoen. They are not known. Good job. Okay. Just a couple more. Alright. Aninekedong Ojibwemoen. Aninekedong Ojibwemoen. Using our new stuff now, finally. Is it a thick fog outside? Ojibwemoen. Aninekedong. Is it a thick fog outside? Ojibwemoen. Aninekedong, is it a thick fog outside? Ojibwemoen. Is it a thick fog outside? What's that word for fog and thick fog? It's a word for outside. How do we make it a question? Got it. Go for it. Hey, yeah. That's it. Gawin na agwa jing. Gawin na agwa jing. Is it a thick fog outside? Ojibwemoen. Gushka one and aguajing. Good job. Okay. One more here. And then another one after that. But there's only two left. Okay. Aninekedong mino magwa dena. Aninekedong mino magwa dena. Shakanashimoen. Aninekedong mino magwa dena. Shakanashimoen. Mino magwa dena. Mino magwa dena. Mino magwa dena. Shakanashimoen. Yeah, that's right. You got it. Does it smell good? Mino magwa dena shokanashimoen. Does it smell good? Okay, and finally here. Aninekedong Ojibwemoen. Aninekedong Ojibwemoen. Are there tornadoes in Bemidji? 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 Ojibwemoen. Are there tornadoes in Bemidji? Ojibwemoen? You got it? If you don't remember, Bemidji is Bemidjigamog. In Bemidji is Bemidjigamog. So are there tornadoes in Bemidji? Ojibwemoen? Yeah. That's it. We're going to go plural tornadoes too, right? Are there tornadoes in Bemidji? Ojibwemoen? So it's Wese Anun Enna Bemidjigamog. Wese Anun Enna. Bemidjigamog. We sit anoon and a Bemidjigamog. Ho wa ginita ojibwem. Alright, mikwichago bizendawayek. Thanks for checking out the podcast. We'll see you back next week to talk about tenses. Kikawa baminanim minua.